common New Year's resolution is to get organised. But research shows that if you're like most Americans, you may drop that idea by the end of, well, this month. Neurodiverse artist Danny Donovan can relate. She's bought planners to help her feel less overwhelmed, only to throw them out weeks later. She's popular on TikTok as she shares candidly how having attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, or ADHD, impacts her.
For example, school. I was the kid who literally always sat in the front row.
Accountability.
Who was constantly just nodding along with everything the teacher said and like engaging in class more than anyone else. Because if I didn't, I would zone out and doodle and do homework for other classes.
One approach that has worked to turn herself around and be more productive is throwing out the traditional idea of a calendar and a schedule with dates and times. And she's found that even those who haven't been diagnosed can relate to her way of coping. Her activity book for procrastinators is called The Anti-Planner: How to Get Stuff Done When You Don't Feel Like It. She first published it last year and is planning to release more copies this spring. She joins us now. Danny, welcome to Here and Now.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
So I love your book and I want to talk about that. But first, I want to ask you about your road to being such an open and also hugely popular advocate for people with ADHD. Because we often hear about ADHD in kids, but your TikToks and now your book really speaks to adults. Your audience seems to be adults. I want to ask you why.
I feel like most of the content that I had seen about ADHD in the past had always been focused on, you know, parents with kids with ADHD on what felt like, how do I fix my kid? Like that really kind of felt like the vibe of the things I was seeing and hearing. And I didn't feel like I was seen. And so being able to create content that helped express myself was, first off, just incredibly cathartic. But once I started to see the comments and the community that was being built around feeling like someone was finally talking to them when we'd been invisible and felt like we shouldn't talk about this, we're just making excuses, you know, nobody wants to hear it. And so it's just been really great to feel like we're able to talk about the specific challenges adults face versus, you know, kids in school.
Danny, when were you diagnosed with ADHD?
I was diagnosed my freshman year of college, so I think I was 19. I went in to talk to someone about depression, and the psychiatrist actually was a woman with ADHD, and she heard how fast I was talking and changing topics and stuff, and she goes, has anyone talked to you about ADHD before? Wow. So I didn't go in seeking a diagnosis, but I was really, really grateful that she caught it.
Yeah. Is it unusual to be diagnosed as an adult?
Not anymore. But a lot of people, especially women, do get missed because they have either don't have like noticeable symptoms in the same way that like maybe a hyperactive young boy has visibly disruptive symptoms. But as an adult, you'd find that a lot of people have developed coping mechanisms, whether they work well or not. So it can be more difficult to spot, but I think with the awareness that's happening with social media, it's becoming more prevalent for people to advocate on their own behalf.
So I want to go on to your planner. And I have to say, it kind of blew my mind when I received it. Our producer, Ashley, described it to me as a big warm hug from a dear friend who helps you to get up from your puddle and be your best self. And I have to say, I totally agree. I found it really cathartic from your very opening page, which states your worth is not measured in productivity. And then you have a page where you lay out that there's no such thing as a perfect student or a perfect parent or a perfect partner, or like you blow the lid on perfectionism. There's so much in here. And you call it an anti-planner. Why? And who is this for?
Well, I started off making this just for me. but I call it the anti-planner because for so long, when we struggle to be productive, the advice we're given is just get a planner. But the issue is that planners are templates, right, that you do day in and day out. But if you write to-dos on it and you don't do those to-dos, you know, maybe you copy them over to the next day, but like the planner doesn't help you get those things done. It's just a place to write, you know, stuff down. And so ultimately, I got kind of tired of wasting money on things I stopped using after 2 weeks. And so instead of finding this one magic system, chasing that unicorn, instead finding a way to compile over 100 different strategies so that when one of them gets boring, I can just hop to another one.
I mean, there are so many strategies in here. So let's dive in quickly. You divide your planner into sections. So there's like stuck, overwhelmed, unmotivated. Okay, those are just a few. And you got really concrete activities to help. I love in stuck how you tell us what it looks like. Chronic procrastination, feeling paralyzed, inability to make decisions, lack of follow through. And I think there may be many people who can relate to this. It's part kind of a diagnosis of what it might be, but then there's concrete activities. How do we stop being stuck?
So for me, stuck, getting over that kind of mental roadblock, right, really comes down to recognizing that the reason you're avoiding stuff is because you're trying to avoid pain and discomfort and negative emotions, right? It's not you as a person and, you know, saying something about you being like lazy if you know what you need to do but can't get yourself to do it. But figuring out how to initiate that action by addressing the emotions behind it. So for stuck, right, there's different things that might be holding you back. Maybe you can't decide which option to pursue. Maybe you can't focus long enough on something and you're distracted, or maybe you just want to do such a good job and you don't want to start unless the conditions are perfect. So understanding that first can really help you determine, you know, what can actually help you accomplish your goal moving forward.
Also, you point out visualizing task completion and also rewarding oneself. It feels like as adults, you know, this we should be beyond this. Like that's what we do with children to try and motivate them. But your book makes it seem so enticing.
I love it. That's one of my favorite activities is one in the unmotivated section called Treat Yourself. And so, you know, you've got this, here's the things I want to get done and here's how I'm going to reward myself when I'm done. Because I do think a lot of us grow up with, you know, getting a sticker on a chart or something when we accomplish those little goals. But for me, you know, we've got little booster packs from Magic the Gathering. My husband and I will put them on the fridge with a post-it note that says, you know, clean out the storage closet. And whoever does that thing first gets the, you know, to open the pack. And it just brings back all these like memories of, you know, like having trading cards and doing stuff, but more than anything, motivating us not just to get a little reward at the end, but sort of compete in a way of like, well, I don't want him to have it. I want it first.
Yeah. Just finally, do you feel like this is helping to bring more understanding in our families, in our workplaces, in our communities of adults with ADHD?
I hope so. Yeah, right. The whole element of self-compassion is really prevalent throughout this book, of being able to learn to forgive yourself and not place so much blame and, you know, guilt and shame. But I think that helping other people understand that we're struggling, why we're struggling, and what type of help we can actually ask for and get permission to feel like we can ask for is going to help everybody down the line.
Dani Donovan is a neurodiverse artist with ADHD. She's also the creator of the Anti-Planner, How to Get Stuff Done When You Don't Feel Like It. Dani, thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. It's been great.
Speaking of building more understanding of adults with ADHD, while researching this story, we read an interesting article on Psych Central about how you can support a diverse thinking team at work. Among the experts quoted was Christina Kasparian. She's a writer and consultant with a PhD in linguistics based in Montreal, Canada. Here's what she has to say about coming from a place of empathy and flexibility.
It's important to understand that not everyone reacts the same way to stimulation or distraction. Not everyone will want to attend social events or be able to process long emails that cover a bunch of different topics.
She says, ultimately, you can be an ally in the workplace to others by embracing different learning and communication styles.